Welcome to the Love, Sex and Freedom podcast. This is where you're going to discover how to bring awakening into the body and into everyday life through powerful tantric teachings. Get ready to release, open and step into your true power.
I want you to just feel this possibility the priestess of the queen who has every face of the feminine within her, who owns every face of the feminine within her. And when she sees another woman holding something that is incredible, she's not comparing and shrinking. She sees the divine in her. And transfiguration, one of the pillars of Tantra, seeing the divine in someone and knowing that that divine is a reflection of you applies, and it's like, yes, I see her and that superpower. I want that within me. And maybe you even get support from that sister. And what if we all supported each other to rise as queens, as priestesses, and we're not being stoned to death anymore? We are owning our priestesshood. And it's real deal. This is the path of the priestess. The crowds are hushed. You are not doing this for validation. You are not doing this for an end result. Whatever your dharma is, whatever your calling is revealed when you let the quaking of your soul, when you let the roar of your fiery spirit, when you let your tears be felt and seen, when you let the ecstasy rip through you. How much bliss can you stand? How much energy can you stand? And whether people approve or not approve, you are going to stay in this path in the forest. And your energy is not focused on results or your audience. Your energy is focused on you and the beating heart of your unique soul. Because you know you are channeled for love, for God, for freedom, that you are here for a reason. And you are willing to give enough space to everything that's alive in here so that you can express whatever is here. It doesn't need a plan. It doesn't need the mind. When you are willing to devote yourself to yourself, everything gets revealed. Everything gets revealed. I am who I am because I have found who I am beyond my imprints. I am who I am because I allow every part of me to be seen and felt, not just to myself, every fucking client I work with. They know when I'm having a bad day. They know what I'm moving through. They know that I am human and I am proud of my humanity. Because this is the vessel through which God speaks. This is the vessel through which my heart can expand into each and every one of you and remind you that you are leading yourself. You are leading yourself when you let everything be here. And it's only when you're leading yourself that you can lead others. So let's get out of the egocentric ambition, an outcome-oriented action that is wired towards getting it done, getting the money, getting the people, getting the relationship, getting what we want from others, and go, what can I give? And what you can give is your authentic embodiment. That is the meaning of your life, whatever that leads you to. Whether your dharma is being a mother, a waitress, a coach, it doesn't matter. Your authentic embodiment will take you there. Who are you without a story? Who are you when you give all of yourself? I am here giving all of myself. I will always be here giving all of myself in every container. And I have no idea what that's ever going to look like other than trusting the fire in my soul, the love in my heart, the emptiness of my mind, and the history of a consciousness that is constantly, deliberately devoting myself to my aliveness and trusting that that aliveness, when met with non-resistance, is God, is what I've been put on this earth to express and try to fucking stop me. Try to fucking stop me. That's what I want you all to feel. Try to fucking stop me from being who I am. Here I am. I am a priestess, I am a queen, and I know it. It's not important to me how people receive me. Feel yourself walking down a tree-lined pathway in the most magnificent forest where anything unexpected can happen, but you know that you can be with that and you're willing to face the death of that. And you are guided by the omens, you are guided by the feeling, you are guided by the elements, by the seen and unseen forces and life, your inner world. This mystery is so exciting in its peaks, in its valleys. And when you start putting all of your energy in your mind and in resistance, and you create this space to walk the road less traveled as the priestess, as the queen, guess what? You finally create space for inspiration, for visions, for what truly wants to come through you. And it's real and it's original. Because you're trusting something greater than your imprints. You're trusting what births from the uniqueness of your soul. And when we suddenly have space to create, when we've allowed ourselves to be met, to be fully seen, our feelings can guide us. They can show us what we want, what we don't want. Our good feelings show us what we want. Our difficult feelings can also show us what we want. Our good feelings can show us what we don't want. Our difficult feelings can show us what we don't want. So as you feel every part of you, let's enter the quantum again. Let's go into the void, the mystery, as the priestess, as the queen. Let's expand into what your life looks like when you are fully you, unapologetically. How much money are you earning? What is your relationship with people like? With a beloved like? Where are you living? What are you doing? Let's go back there. You get to have it all. When you create enough space in your life that your attention isn't on the mind that is trying to solve who you are, but rather holding space for who you are, and in the full allowance and celebration of that, suddenly, all of a sudden, you have so much available to you, so much energy available to you to create. So here we are. Here we are, in a quantum field of unlimited possibilities where the impossible can be possible. And trust me, the impossible has become possible in my life more times than I can count. The impossible has become possible in my clients' lives more times than I can count. The impossible is possible. Take my word for it. And now, going to your highest vision. See what there is to see when you are fully aligned with your joy, ease, pleasure, and service in the world, Dharma, purpose. And leave out the service and Dharma if that's not meaningful to you right now. Where are you in your greatest joy, ease, pleasure, and service, if that feels good? What are you doing? How are you feeling? What's happening? Whatever wealth you're wanting, what would you be doing with that wealth? Give it some meaning. You are worthy of the life that you desire. Your desires are holy because they come from you and the essence of you. And you can trust your desires when you're in the practice that I'm describing, when you're not in avoidance and impulse. You're feeling yourself deeply. The holy desires are revealing themselves right now in this magical space. Expanding into the felt sense of who you are in that life. Who you are when you're an energetic match for that life. And open your base chakra. Open your base chakra and receive that life up through your base. Feel safe to receive that life. The money you desire, the love you desire. And as you're receiving, what's flowing out? Move your body, feel yourself receiving the money you desire, the love you desire, the life. Breathe it up through your root chakra. It's safe. It's safe to receive that. It's safe to get a felt sense for that, to open into that. Start to get your nervous system used to the life that you desire so that when it comes, it's not so unfamiliar that you push it away. Here we are expanding into, as sisters, a life where it's safe to feel good, where it's safe to feel our pain, where we're expressed, where we're receiving money and love without stress in our ease and pleasure, and we're feeling it flowing in. And where is it flowing out? What does life look like? Receiving and giving us this beautiful energy that's flowing in and flowing out. And this felt sense of who you are when you're an energetic match for your holy desires. Feel it in every chakra. How does that feel in your base? In your root? How does that life feel? My latest is community. And that feels good. That feels safe. Thank you for being here with me as I'm feeling that again, allowing myself to feel that again. Let yourselves feel whatever it is. And, you know, I'm letting myself feel the joy of safety and my relationship, my lifestyle, my career. Let yourself feel the joy of whatever is already here. And let yourself feel what it would feel like to receive what isn't here, that is in full alignment with your groundedness, with your root. Come up to your sacral. What does this life feel like in your erotic embodiment, your sensuality? Fuel this vision with some sensuality now and sexuality. What feelings are you having in this life? For me, just let it feel good. Let whatever you're envisioning feel good. Feel good. And let it feel safe, that groundedness, and know that that feel-good feeling, sometimes things will come in and then it might not feel as good, and that's okay. That's okay. We're not attached to always feeling good. But we know that at the other side of everything we feel, it's just fucking more. And you're a woman. It's okay to want more, to keep expanding, to keep feeling, to keep growing. Come up to your solar plexus, your power center. Feel the power of knowing that in the vision of your ultimate reality, this is not to the exclusion of anything. Awakening, embodied awakening, does not exclude the shadows. It doesn't exclude difficult feelings. It doesn't exclude any part of you. It is every part. That is true power. It is no longer resisting any of it. Feel that power in this vision. Feel yourself in the vision of your ultimate reality, trusting and surrendering to all that is, everything that's alive in you, everything that's happened. Come into your heart, open your heart, feel how much more you would have to give as well as receive in the life that's aligned with your ease, joy, pleasure, and service. Just feel that heart opening. What do you have to give from this space? Keep receiving up through your base. Come into the throat. What's your expression? You have to see it 100% clear, but maybe you will. How are you expressing in the world when you are authentically embodied as you, when you're not controlling the future or looping in the past, when you're here now, fully alive, fully present, and out of fucking control, trusting the pulse of your aliveness? More than the mind, devoting yourself to the pulse of aliveness that is held in a space of silent non-resistance that keeps moving, coming into the crown, into the third eye, and knowing that actually this duality of body, of mind, of spirit, this duality of good, bad, all of it, beyond that is a oneness that all of us are a part of, that is inextricably woven. Tantra means to weave an interconnectedness. Let's stop comparing and competing with each other and say we are all fucking beautiful, and the only difference between you and anyone who seems more expressed, happier, aligned, is that they are further along the journey of being here fully with all of themselves. They know that their voice is worthy of being heard, that their aliveness is worthy of being felt, that they're safe, And of course, other people stand out through other ways. I'm talking about the path of the priestess. You don't need to compare or compete. It's all inside you. See the reflection. See the golden shadow. Know that it's inside you. And let that sister inspire you. And don't ever be afraid to invest in yourself. For the sisters who inspire you, work with them. Or just be around them. Talk to them, maybe even just as friends. We have a supportive network here. Can we utilize that co-creation, that sisterhood, this supportive network, instead of competing and comparing? Each and every one of us has a different gift. Each and every one of us has a different dharma. And what I encourage is that you are on the priestess path of what is natural when you're fully alive. And honoring that doesn't have to look like someone else's journey. It is what's most natural. And I wish I had all day with all of you, but I don't. I only have another 15 minutes and I really want to give Tara a chance to wrap up in whatever way and for you guys to ask questions. So I bow to each and every one of you. And I am here for each and every one of you. And the journey from ambition to meaning is largely a journey of creating enough space holding from your masculine and structure and productivity. The course will teach you that, so that the feminine can flow, so that she can connect to what she's offering that's beyond her identity, so that she can connect to the meaning behind everything as to why she wants money, why she wants a relationship, why she wants that lifestyle, and to feel that. The why is connected to the feeling of that. It's not anything outside of you that you want. It's the feeling that it gives you. So get that felt sense now and every day. Become an energetic match for that. Who are you when that's there? Expand into that. Okay. I'm going to pass you on to Tara and then I'll be here for your questions. Thank you, everyone, for going so deep. It was beautiful.
So the invitation between now and tomorrow's session is to tap into this. Tap into what you've opened and expanded into and what you're really desiring and this energetic frequency and match for that. So just as importantly is anything that's not in resonance with that, the contractions to be there and hold space for them and vibrate them, equally as important on the other side of the coin is to really be with and give yourself the space to feel the expansion, the pleasure, the liberation, the infinite possibilities, and knowing that you're worthy of that, right? So we want to balance both. Mm. Both are important. So you now have this energetic imprint in your body, in your nervous system, in your psyche. And you can tap into that at any time, at any stage. So your homework, shall we call it, between now and the next session. And I find before I go to sleep at night, if I'm doing this as a practice, so if I've done an inner expansion journey and I've processed some part of myself that previously I've judged, and then I move into an expanded state, feel the new beliefs, reconnect to truth of who I am, then it's really good to reconnect with that energy. You've done the work. You've done the hard inner work. So now you get to bathe in the benefits of that. And consistency is key. So take those moments throughout the day or first thing in the morning, to reconnect with this energetic field, to reconnect with this expanded state And where attention goes, energy flows. So give yourself the time and space to do that.
And, you know, this, where attention goes, energy flows, this is why you're switching your allegiance to something deeper. Because if you're placing your attention and your awareness on the looping mind, that's where the ego is. That's always going to take you into imprints and stories, right? So we watch that. We don't make it bad. We're just like, here we go. And then we switch our allegiance to just holding space for what's here, to loving what is, to being with what is. So that's from now on, that's always part of your practice, to catch when the worry and the anxiety is just looping and looping and looping, and go, okay, what is the feeling when I'm just holding space without resistance and not trying to change my internal experience, just being here? And all I'm shifting is the paradigm I'm in. That's probably based on whatever my parents' paradigm is, right? Most of the time. And going into this new realm of possibility.
Thanks for listening to the Love, Sex and Freedom podcast. For more great free resources, in-person and online workshops and our retreats, find us on Instagram and Facebook at Embodied Awakening Academy, or visit embodiedawakeningacademy.com.